Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm excited about this guest. It's Mr. Shane Owens. He says, where country never goes out of style, and I appreciate that. Love country myself. Of course, we're here to make a difference in the lives of others. I'm sharing stories to encourage and inspire you to make a difference, as well as myself and anybody else that's listening. We want to find where we can make a difference in the lives of others. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Shane Owens.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you having us. Hope everybody's doing well.
Well, you said you've had some downtime, and that gives you some time to do some work that maybe you don't normally have as much opportunity to do while you're out traveling around doing concerts.
You know, that's true. You know, I've caught my honey-do list up first and foremost. Now, and then, you know, we live on a farm out here, five-generation farm I grew up on in the country, and I told everybody, you know, at least we can get out and go fishing and we can go turkey hunting. We got plenty of acreage out here. We live right on the river, and a lot of people in these bigger towns, you know, my heart goes out to because they're kind of, you know, in what I call jail.
Yeah.
They can't get out. So at least we're blessed to be able to get out here in the country and do like we want to do and take some downtime. And, you know, I think everybody kind of needed a break. And this is a good Lord's way of letting us all know we're getting too big for our britches.
Well, and it's hard for some people to find a little grass, but we have plenty here in our area, and it's nice to be able to go do those things. I took my six-year-old daughter catfishing the other day at an old farm and enjoyed getting to do that, to take her fishing, had a little time on my hands, and I know that you've been able to do that too. And as you look around, you see a lot of people too that are working really hard to try to help get this COVID-19 out of the way so that we can move forward in our lives.
Absolutely. You know, my wife is a supervisor at a hospital, and we can't thank our military, our world leaders, all our first responders, doctors, nurses, firemen, and everybody, all our farmers and truck drivers and truck driver mechanics, anybody out there working right now keeping America strong. You know, we owe them a great debt of gratitude, and right now they're the real heroes of our country.
What has been the response lately when you have done some things through social media, reaching out to your fans and maybe even picking up some new people, because that's also an opportunity for you to get your music out to the public?
Well, you know, we're doing a live for the Working Man and Working Woman sessions every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Central Time to 8. We go live. We take requests. We do a lot of the songs I've had hits with. We do a lot of the songs I grew up listening to from so many legendary country artists that are friends of mine, such as Randy Travis and different artists like that. You know, Randy was producer on my last record. And we've just been blessed, man, to be able to still be getting our music out there on social media. And we reach 30 to 40,000 people every Thursday night. And, you know, it's just been a blessing to get on there and just interact with people. And it gives people across the country that are, you know, we're all up against this thing together, and we're going to all get through it together. But it gives people time to get away from everything and the hustle and bustle. And you know, some of the easy things out there we get depressed about, and gives us an hour to just worship one another, socialize with one another, play country music. We play some gospel songs as well, and it just gives us time to give back.
So you're telling me you like a little Deeper Than the Holler?
Man, I get on Deeper Than the Holler and forever and ever and amen. You know, Randy Travis, if you'd have told me 15 years ago that I'd have made my Opry debut a couple years back and got to work with one of my heroes like him and John Anderson and so many different people out there. You know, the new single takes on a whole new meaning now, because the co-writer, one of the co-writers on that song with us is Mr. Joe Dippy, and sadly he passed away, you know. And it's just, my career has been, I believe the good Lord's had his hand on this project for a couple of years now, and it's starting to show.
Losing a loved one, someone we care about, that is life-changing, and it puts things in perspective. And then suddenly they're gone, and the realization is that when it's over, it's over.
It is. You know, one of my biggest influences in country music, my grandmother, sadly, she passed away about 10 years ago. I think about her every day. She played church. I played piano in our church, a little Baptist church here in Sampson, Alabama. You know, she's one of my biggest influences. And in this business, you know, you have ups and downs. You can be in the top 40 on Monday, and the next Monday be out of the charts. So, you know, so every day we count as a blessing here. We're very humbled. We're very, very proud and excited to be making traditional country music. We love our friends and fans. And without people like you at radio and taking your time out of the day to help artists like me, we couldn't do it. So we owe all of you a great debt of gratitude, and we can't thank you enough.
Man, I'm happy to do it. I'm thinking about Joe Diffie right now and thinking about his song Home, values that song in about 2.5-3 minutes puts out there. If it doesn't hit you, I don't know what will, when you think about the words to that song. And that was a special song to me that Joe Diffie had come out with.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those singers that come along. He's like a Randy Travis. He comes along once in a lifetime. You know, sadly, we lost him too soon. Just like, you know, we did Keith Whitley and so many other people and country artists like Troy, and so many artists that have left this way too soon. But they leave their legacy. And, you know, I have people like Joe and Randy Travis believe in me making traditional country music. And the coolest thing to me is to be a fan of theirs growing up in high school, loving Randy Travis and Joe Diffie and wearing out those records, for having them to believe in me and the talent the good Lord bestowed upon me to be able to go out and deliver a traditional country song. It's just the best feeling in the world, man. Like I say, we owe Joe and Randy and so many different artists, Haggard, Jones, Jackson, and Strait, to come before me, that paved the way for artists like me to be able to do what I do today.
I don't know how old you are, Shane, but I had Storms of Life in the 80s and early 90s. If you know, I had all the tapes. My dad would buy them for Christmas, and it was Randy Travis. That was my guy. So 89 moving forward when I was in middle school.
Yeah, there'll never be another voice like Randy's. You know, I'm so excited to call he and Mary friends of mine. You know, I touch base with them, you know, every couple of weeks. And, you know, Randy's recovering from a massive stroke, so we all want to keep him in our prayers daily. One of the best country music singers and Country Music Hall of Famer of all time, you know, and that's just a very great honor to be able to call him a friend. And like I say, you know, he loves my music as much as I loved his. And it's just sometimes I have to pinch myself, man, really. It's just happening, you know. But I'm living proof if you keep your nose clean and do what you're supposed to do and you love traditional country music like I do and you keep writing your songs, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Off the interview here, is Randy talking at all? Does he have any verbal speech?
He don't talk very much. He can understand what you and me are talking about, and I joke with him a lot. I cut up with him a lot and make him laugh and different things. You know, I've been around him now where he feels comfortable with me, and I feel comfortable with him as well. You know, to begin with, I really didn't know how to act him around him because of what had happened to him, you know. But he will cut up, and I'll make him laugh joking around about stuff like that, but he really can't.
Okay.
He can understand what you're saying, but he can think it, but he can't speak it.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I was at a concert in 2017. It was Charlie Pride's birthday, and Crystal Gayle was singing, and Randy Travis came on the stage to tell Charlie happy birthday in his own way. But that was a really special event 3 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I can't tell you how many times. You know, the second time I done the Opry, Charlie was on there with me, and I've hung out with Charlie several different times. And when you talk about Charlie Pride, I mean, that's a whole different level of legend. What he went through as an artist and the way the industry tried to beat him down. And, you know, he was, if you read his story and you read, you know, his bio and everything, it's just amazing. And he's still singing today. I think he's 88 now.
Yeah. I was asking about him the other day. So if you have any inroads to Charlie, let me know. I'd love to talk to him for a minute.
Yeah. You know, I could probably get Missy to make that happen. Charlie's a great guy. And he, like I say, he's still singing just like he did on the record. It's unbelievable. At his age, to be as sharp as he is, and he can still, we played the Opry together the second time I was on there. He just blew me away.
That is awesome. I mean, you think about people that don't quit in their life. Some people retire and things just kind of fade away. But then you got folks that just keep right on trucking, and that's really remarkable at that age to keep right on going and to have a passion for what he does so much that he wants to do it, you know, because some people just want to go off in the sunset a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, I think I tell everybody, you know, I've never been one to use anything or do anything out of the way. I've always kept my nose clean and been a straight shooter. But, you know, music is a disease. Once you get it, you can't get it out of your system. And I think even, you know, like George Strait's a fine example. He tried to retire a few years back, and he's working harder now than he ever had. You know, it's something you can't get out of your system. And in a time like we're going through now, with a lot of depression going on in our great country and everything, and people wondering what's going to happen next, music heals, you know, and I believe a traditional country song can shed a lot of light on a lot of different things and make people feel better and when they're having a bad time.
I agree with you. Folks, we're talking to Shane Owens, where country never goes out of style. We're talking to him about his latest, the My Kind of Country, and I hope that you'll find Shane where you can on social media and other places. When we come back, we're going to find ways that you can connect with Shane Owens' music. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gayle, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And One smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen now.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White. We've been talking to Shane Owens, and we've been talking about country, and we've been talking about values and the basics and getting back to the basics. And I believe that that's what this period of time with COVID-19 can do for you if you allow it to. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Shane Owens.
Thank you, man. I'm having a blast, and I can't thank you for having us on today. Enough.
Well, and right now, Shane, people need to connect with you. They need to connect with people that can shine some positive light in their life, because there are some people who are very discouraged right now and they need a little bit of a boost. How can you give them that, Shane?
Man, you just go to ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com. Hopefully we'll reschedule a lot of these dates that got postponed. So we look forward to seeing everybody out on the road soon when all this is over with. I encourage everybody to stay strong and do what our world leaders ask us to do. And be smart out there. But go to ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com. You can look us up on Twitter, Spotify, Facebook. We do a free show every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. We want everybody to tune into that. And we just look forward to getting back out on the road and keeping traditional country music alive as soon as we can. Well, man, we've been so blessed, and it's like taking candy away from a baby. We don't know how to act because we can't get out there and on stage right now. It's kind of one of those things we've got to hold on. We've got to pray about it every day. We've got to take care of one another and love one another more, and I believe we're all going to learn a big lesson from this when it's said and done, and we're all going to be a stronger country, and we're going to learn to respect each other a lot more, and then we'll fill that calendar up and get out there, and we'll boop, scoop, and boogie all across the town.
Well, thank you, Shane, for keeping country alive and never letting it go out of style, my friend.
I appreciate it, man. God bless y'all. God bless country music, and, you know, y'all keep it country.
Folks, we've been talking to Shane Owens. Go to ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com. Check him out and follow his live show on Thursday nights. Listen to him 7 to 8 Central Time. You can listen to Shane Owens. I hope you'll do that. We've enjoyed having Shane on the Mark White Show today. I hope you'll tune in next time. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something